We're back here on Sports Talk here at the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill, getting ready. Thursday night football about to kick off 7 o'clock. You can hear that, WWLAMFM.com. And, of course, the free Odyssey app. Check that out there. Time to get into our triple option feature, gents, when we get into some of the top stories around the league today and, you know, give our insights, opinions on things. And for me, what really stands out, guys, the Saints injury report, huge positive. Obviously, with the likes of a Taysom Hill being a full go for this team, I think a key cog for this offense and so important to get things rolling again. Obviously, Taysom's availability to play just about anywhere on the field, the toughness that he runs with, and just the overall kind of, you know, that energy he brings will, I think, help boost this team. Obviously, on a tough road trip to L.A. against a Chargers squad that's struggled up and down this season, but definitely been stout on defense. I think you're going to need that physicality of Taysom on Sunday.
I agree with you also. Hopefully Pete Werner can play.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that combination of him and DeMario, they got everybody in place. The one thing with Pete, first time, I remember we watching practice, and Bobby's like, Mike, is that Pete Werner? I was like, yeah. He's playing the wrong position. He looks like a safety.
Yeah.
And he really did. I mean, you know, he doesn't have a lot of bulk to him, but he's smart. He knows how to tackle. He takes good angles to the ball carrier. They need him back in the lineup. And I do think that cohesion between him and DeMario, you can see it out on the field. So hopefully this week Taysom, along with Pete Werner, can get back in the lineup and help a football team. Now, the Chargers are struggling on offense. They've had 16 straight possessions. They haven't scored a touchdown. That's a long stretch.
El Stinko, right?
Man, Steve, that's bad. But my deal for the day is the Detroit Lions have scored more touchdowns, 18, than Jared Goff has had incompletions with 15 over the past four games. Think of that.
Jared Goff, man.
Jared Goff, more touchdowns scored than incompletions, 18 to 15.
You're going to have him in the MVP conversation.
Well, look, they continue to win. He might be. He might well be in that conversation.
And consider many thought he was like the throwaway in that trade with the Rams.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people thought with the Stafford deal, he would be one and done.
Right.
You know, sort of play his 1 year to contract and then they'd cut him loose. He'd go somewhere else. Man, Jared Goff is playing at a really high level for the Lions. Now, we'll say this. That offensive line he got,
that
I'd
helps.
Want to play behind that,
that
one, too.
Helps.
And, man, he got a running game and some really good receivers. But taking nothing away from Goff, he has been so efficient this year running that offense for the Lions.
Charlie, what you got for us back in studio?
Guys, I want to go with the Pelicans injury news. It's been terrible. Obviously, the last 6 years between San Antonio and Atlanta, DeJounte Murray. I'm going to give you some numbers here. Games played 81, 66, 67, 68, 74, and 78. Last year, a career high in games started at 78 with the Atlanta Hawks. DeJounte Murray's availability has been one of his strengths, his durability as well. And in the first game in a Pelicans uniform, he suffers the fractured hand. Mike, you talked about it earlier on. The general timeline that we'll be looking at is maybe a couple months here, so maybe upwards of 8 weeks. So that's obviously awful news because, you know, even though he didn't shoot very well, you could tell the offense was looking really good with him leading the way as a true point guard. And then the other news that came out about Trey Murphy, he suffered that right hamstring strain back on October 2nd, and they reported today that he'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks. So we all love that phrase, the reevaluated in 2 weeks. It kind of became a meme a couple years ago, and it's back. So if you're looking at Trey Murphy, he's kind of ramping up, getting ready to go from that right hamstring strain he suffered early in October. And if you're looking at his potential timeline, you know, 2 weeks puts it at basically November 7th, which is technically an off day for the Pelicans, and that's just an approximate, right? So if you're looking at when he could potentially return, I would say maybe the earliest would be around November 11th, which would be against the Brooklyn Nets. So he's probably going to miss maybe the first dozen games of the season, and then DeJounte Murray is going to be out for an extended period of time. So even though the Pelicans took down the Bulls in what was a very fun performance last night, there is the bad news with DeJounte, and then obviously the news we got today about Trey Murphy's kind of rehashed timeline.
The positive news is Zion's back on the court. Now, again, listen, when you're sick, you're sick. That's the way I look at it. Anybody who's ever had kids, grandkids, okay, when somebody's sick to the point where they can't be out on the court, okay, you're sick.
Right, you don't think Zion's dying to get out there for the season opener?
No, he won't be out there for the season opener. Injuries are one thing sometimes. I think that that gets extended like the rubber band. Yeah. But come on, when you're sick, you're sick. And my thing about it is having him on the court. And Jen Hale and I talked about this yesterday, and you think about how many games they play in the NBA. But he can take over a good 25% of those games all by himself when he is cranked up and he's healthy. We saw at the end of the year just how dominant a player he was out on the court. Again, that's always going to be that question because he's had some breakdowns injury-wise. But, man, people make such a big thing about he missed one game because he's sick.
Right, pump the brakes.
Yeah, that was overreaction. That was panic because it was the first game. It was like, oh, here we go again. No, Zion's fine. The DeJounte stuff is what people should be kind of panicking
about. I'd be much more concerned. I agree with you, Charlie, 2,000% because when you're talking about, you know, maybe 2 months – without having the guy that you really were counting on as being
right,
your
the point
facilitator.
Guard you kind of thought would solidify everything, right?
And not there. That's going to be tough. And, again, we're not going to see Mise make all those plays game to game either. It was encouraging to see it and to see this young puppy. Man, he got some talent.